Cleanup work is moving along quickly following a two-train head-on collision near Georgetown on Sunday night. While an investigation is ongoing, a Norfolk Southern Railroad representative says rail traffic is expected to resume Tuesday. Lots of yellow-vested responders work busily to remove damaged rail cars from the accident site. Billy Covington was watching NCAA basketball nearby when he heard a loud noise. He said he came outside to see train engines on fire. Three train occupants came to his house, and while one of them was taken by ambulance from the scene, no serious injuries were reported. Covington said he had a restless night.
It just continued all night. I tried to go to bed and go to sleep, but I couldn't go to sleep because everybody's coming in and out.
Scott County Assistant Fire Chief James Canavy said fortunately their initial investigation showed the 13 derailed cars did not contain hazardous materials.
To my knowledge, we don't have any up close towards the derailment site of any hazardous materials. They were all in other areas.
Those living close to the accident site were temporarily evacuated as a precaution. Norfolk Southern spokeswoman Susan Turpey says both trains were moving at the time of the collision. She says the railroad could reopen to traffic as soon as Tuesday. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.